If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Microsoft lays off thousands and cancels Perfect Dark Reboot. Nintendo confirms what we all suspected about DK Bonanza. And indie darling Peak smashes sales expectations. Here is the news for Sunday, 6th of July. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Everwild, Perfect Dark, and a bunch of other games have been cancelled this week, thanks to Microsoft's latest round of layoffs, which has seen roughly 9,000 staff lose their jobs from the gaming division. King, the developer of Candy Crush, Bethesda, Raven Software, and Forza Team 10 were all hit hard. Team 10 even lost almost half of their staff. Xbox Studio The Initiative was shut down, as well as their Project Perfect Dark, which was set to be a revival of the 2000s Rare IP from the Nintendo 64 era.
Rare's game called Everwild, that has been in development since 2014, has been cancelled and was led by Donkey Kong Country and Banjo-Kazooie director Greg Males. ZeniMax Online Studios' new MMORPG, codenamed Blackbird, was also cancelled as part of the layoffs, and that's been in development since 2018. In a statement to staff, CEO of Microsoft Gaming Phil Spencer said that the changes come at a time to position the gaming division to ensure success and allow them to focus on strategic growth areas. This is also the fourth round of layoffs since the acquisition of Activision Blizzard last year.
Spencer also said he recognizes that the changes come at a time where they have more players and games, and that their platform and hardware and game roadmap have never looked stronger, which begs the question, why fire 9,000 people if things are going so well? Nintendo this week confirmed what we basically already knew to be true, that Donkey Kong Bonanza was developed by the same team as Super Mario Odyssey. Nintendo are notoriously cagey about their dev teams, which is rare in an industry that often puts their best and brightest out on show for the world to see. But really, you only had to watch the DK Direct last month to see that it's not just similar. Bonanza looks like it could straight up be set in the same world as Odyssey.
And that has some commentators speculating, could Bonanza be an Odyssey prequel? Same team, same style, and featuring a younger version of Pauline, who is in the Odyssey universe and has grown up to become the mayor of New Donk City. Of course, it's all speculation at this stage, and we'll just have to wait for it all to be revealed when Bonanza releases later this month. That would actually be really cool if it is a prequel of Odyssey.
Yeah.
I love that.
It'd be fun, right? If it leads like right into it, that'd be sick.
A new indie game called Peak has sold 2 million copies in 9 days, and it all started from a jam game. It's a co-op climbing game where the only hope of rescue from a mysterious island is to scale the mountain at its center. Developed by Landfall and AgroCrab, the teams behind Content Warning and Another Crab's Treasure, they work together on the game as part of a jam game as a way to recover from burnout, but it quickly blew up and sold 1 million copies in just 6 days. The dev team definitely did not expect it and said in their blog that it has been a wild ride since launch.
You know, undone by your own talent and success, you try and create a game just for fun to fight burnout, and oh, it's a bestseller, better get to work with updates. The first major update is on the way, with developers noting down as many suggestions from the community as they can, and they definitely have plans for new content, quality of life features, and funny additions that they wanted to make at the beginning. Landfall isn't a stranger to their games blowing up, as their previous game Content Warning had millions of downloads in a short period of time, and you, Fiona, have put many, many hours into that game, as far as I understand. Is that right?
I have. It is so much fun, so chaotic and terrifying.
Together, the studios are a rather small team, and since they're working on their own individual projects, they've said it's not going to be a live service studio, so they'll update fans as they go, because the last thing they want to do is promise features that they can't make a reality. These guys are saying all the right things and making cool games. Power to them.
And to end off the news segment, there's a bunch of fun announcements for upcoming games. Dredge developers Black Salt Games announced on Blue Sky this week that they are officially in pre-production for their second game, which won't be called Dredge 2, but it sounds like it'll be similar vibes. They've said it'll explore a brand new dark setting in an open world RPG, and after the success of Dredge, we absolutely can't wait to see what they do with this one.
Chicken Run is getting a game titled Chicken Run Extraction, and it'll be an action stealth top-down heist game. It'll follow on from the end of Aardman's 2023 film Chicken Run Dawn of the Nugget, and we'll see you infiltrating 5 farms to liberate captive chickens, either by yourself or in local co-op. So far, Josie Sedgwick-Davies will reprise her role from the movie, but she'll be joined by Bella Ramsey, who plays Ellie in HBO's The Last of Us, and Chicken Shop date creator Amelia de Moldenberg, which is a welcome surprise.
And Halo Studios, formerly 343 Industries, have announced in a blog post that they'll be showing more of what they're working on at the upcoming Halo World Championships in October. They said that speculation is always fun, but they want to show the fans what's in store for them, especially as they'll be developing with Unreal Engine 5. So for the scoop, they said to come to the championships on October 24. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Out Tuesday is a brand new take on the Atari classic Missile Command Delta. It's a new and improved Missile Command mixed with some strategic turn-based third-person mystery stuff. It looks really interesting. Grab it on all platforms on the 8th.
Out on the 10th is Everdeep Aurora, an indie narrative platformer by Nautilus Games. You play as a cat in a post-apocalyptic world tasked with digging deep to settle a new world underground. Out on PC and Switch this Thursday.
A new indie from a first-time developer is Mycopunk by Pigeons at Play and published by Devolver. It's a super fast-paced first-person co-op shooter where you and your mates band together to fight fungus monsters on distant worlds. It's out on PC on the 10th.
And last but not least is the Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 and 4 Remake Bundle. All your favourite skaters, levels and hit songs from the early 2000s in one neat revamped package. That's coming to all platforms this Friday.
Articles to read.
Videos to watch.
And podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening. Now, usually Gianni writes us something here, some kind of a promo, but he's left us alone and we can kind of say whatever we want. So Fiona, anything, where do you want to send people to?
You can go to our website, www.sifter.com. Wow, I don't even know my website. What is that? What was that?
Sifter.com.au. You nailed the www for some reason though.
And I said www, and I'm like, no one says that anymore either.
Yes, you can go to our website, sifter.com.au. Check out our YouTube, Sifter HQ on YouTube and basically everywhere else.
We're Instagram, out, Facebook.
Yeah, TikTok. We're on TikTok as well, where you can see video versions of the full podcast if you want to see our lovely faces. Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Kat Jani, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. Mitch Lowe is senior producer and video editor, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Drop Rate. We're bringing you another speedrun. This time we're digging into the prequel doom the Dark Ages. You've got a shield, you've got a melee weapon, you've got the anger of all the previous games, but this Doom game has something a little bit different. In fact, something pretty different to all the Doom games you would have played before. That's right, it's got a story. You'll find out what happens to the history of the Night Sentinels. You'll find out about the demons of hell and the Khans and all of that wrapped up in a heavy metal cover of a video game. Is it as good as the previous games? What does it change? Well, you can find out more by listening to Drop Rate on your favorite podcast player, on Pocket Casts, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or you can head to our website, sifter.com.au, to read a full written review.